Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Seattle Mariners have announced their plans to retire Randy Johnson's number 51 jersey next season in 2026. And this comes just months after they are retiring the same number for Ichiro Suzuki.
Yeah, which begs the question, if you're getting a number 51 jersey, what nameplate are you getting on the back of it? Ichiro or Johnson? I know you love the Johnson.
I do. I love the big unit. That's for sure. I probably, you know, just because of that was the era of Mariners that really drew me in as a kid. I think I would pick Randy Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
Ichiro.
Ichiro?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the Mariners do have pretty strict criteria for retiring jerseys, so it's a very big honor. And King 5 was talking about with Randy Johnson having his number retired.
I'm happy that ownership is going to acknowledge my 10 years of contribution there. For whatever reason, after I left Seattle and I left, I was traded. I didn't walk away for whatever reason.
He's always been told, people always talk about how he's kind of like a cranky, salty dude. He's definitely living up to the brand already. Like, it just sounds like he's just a little bitter.
Oh, completely.
Like, he's just like, this freaking team finally is going to put me in there.
For whatever reason, the ownership then didn't make this happen. I suppose I was a little disappointed that my accomplishments over the 10 years there, especially 1995, I think a lot of people would probably agree that's probably the most important year in Seattle Mariner history to this date.
He's not wrong, but I'm ready for there to be another year that people reference. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I know 2001 was a good year, but that was kind of a major letdown after winning 116 games. 95 is the year everyone goes back to.
We deserve some of that again.
Yeah, it's time for 2025.
Let's go.
Let's talk 2025.
It was also my biggest year, winning the Cy Young and going 18-2 and the team being 27-3 in games that I pitched there. And then finishing second two other times in the Cy Young. And then going into the following year, essentially, it was...
It's kind of funny, though, when you think about it, like, people are always like, hey, give this person their flowers, give this person their flowers. Randy Johnson's like, screw that, I'm just going to get my flowers.
Yeah, go get them.
I'm the damn florist.
Essentially, it was what people call a lame duck year, and I just thought that it could have been handled differently. I've always felt that, but I'm happy that my contributions over the 10 years that I was there are being acknowledged now. It's been a long time, that's for sure.
I would also say that he had probably one of the best heads of hair in Mariners history.
Would you call that a mullet?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right? Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't long on top.
No, it was definitely not long on top, but he had some lettuce flow going.
Oh, it was a full-on party in the back, for sure. You know, he talked about the lame duck year, and I would be lying if I tried to, like, say I speak, like, intelligently about that time, because I was just a kid, and I wasn't really, like, you know, like, super watching what the Mariners were doing, because I didn't live around here. But, I mean, some people always accuse him of kind of, like, not playing to the best of his abilities, because he was trying to force his way out of out of the Mariners organization, whereas he's making it sound like that was not the case. Which, I mean, we'll never know what the truth is behind all that, but a lot of people still are a little salty towards Randy Johnson because they felt like he didn't want to be a Mariner.
One, you heard him listing off all of his, you know, incredible accomplishments with the team while he was there. Makes me kind of curious. Steve, what would you say is your greatest accomplishment of your life?
Oh, when I went 18-3 back in 1995. That was one of my biggest accomplishments. I mean, my first thought is going down the road of being a parent.
But oh, like, of course.
Yeah, especially when we didn't think we were going to ever get to be a parent. But like that, I'm trying to think of like as far as like an actual, okay, this one made me feel old.
Oh, no.
But I was like, man, it was like a moment where I'm like, yeah, this is really aging me. But it was also a moment of kind of pride. And, you know, we get these emails from our company every so often that like wish people happy anniversaries and like happy birthdays. And yesterday the email came out and it wished like the people in the month of June their anniversaries. And I didn't realize it was June that I got hired way back in the day at 107.7 The End. And it said, you know, my name, it says how many years? It said 27 years.
What?
That I'm celebrating my 27th year doing radio. Well, they forgot that I left the company for a few years, but I get two emails. So every year, I get one in December as well, wishing me like a whatever, however long I've been since at KSW. But I was like, you know, in the world of radio, that's just unheard of.
You're like the grandpa of this radio group.
It's kind of weird.
That's awesome.
Because I mean, I got the gig like early in my 20s, and it's just bonkers to think not only to be in this business for that long, but to be in this business, in this market for that long, like that, I had a moment of like, man, I'm old. But also like, holy F, that's pretty cool.
Give this man his flowers. You know, gosh, obviously the parent thing, cheesy, being Barrett's mom.
Well, he doesn't like you.
He doesn't like
you.
I'm on the naughty list.
I wouldn't put that on your list.
But the college that I went to, the university, WSU, they have this thing called the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication. And they put on this Murrow Symposium every year. And I always wanted to get asked to come back and like speak at it or get, you know, be on a panel. And it finally happened a couple of years ago where I got hit up in an email and I was like, I'm going back. I'm using my degree. They care about me. It was awesome.
This definitely shows how bad my education system was, because when you said symposium, I was like, oh, did you get to play saxophone?
Oh, God.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.